USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McKeelin defended conditions at a U.S. Border Patrol station following reports of crowded and unsanitary conditions that have highlighted the debate about President Trump's immigration policy. McKeelin said on ABC's This Week, it's an extraordinarily challenging situation. The Homeland Security Department's internal watchdog provided new details about the overcrowding in Texas's Rio Grande Valley. The report said children at three facilities had no access to showers and that some children under the age of seven had been held in jam centers for more than 2 weeks. Government inspectors described an increasingly dangerous situation both for migrants and agents, calling it a ticking time bomb. In tweets, Trump went further than McKeelin, defending his administration's response, accusing the news media of, quote, phony and exaggerated accounts, but providing no evidence. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Megan Rapinoe and Rose LaBelle were both on target as the United States were crowned world champions after beating the Netherlands 2-0 in the FIFA 2019 Women's World Cup final. The U.S. enjoyed the better of the first half but couldn't find a way past Dutch goalkeeper Sarah van Veenderhal, who produced a string of good saves to deny Julie Ertz and Alex Morgan the opening goal. The U.S. continued their dominance after the break and finally made the breakthrough from the penalty spot after Stephanie Vandergraat was penalized for a foul on Morgan. Aaliyah Murphy has lived to see 114 birthdays, but this year's celebration might top them all. To honor the oldest living person in the United States, officials in Harlem, New York, threw her a neighborhood-wide birthday bash with a unique gift. From now on, the community will recognize her birthday as Aaliyah Murphy Appreciation Day. State Senator Brian Benjamin presented Murphy with a framed poster and a copy of the Declaration. During his remarks, Benjamin called Murphy a Harlem landmark and thanked her for her contributions to the community. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An arrest has been made in Oregon in the mysterious death of a former Mouseketeer. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Oregon State Police say they've made an arrest in relation to the death of child actor and former Mickey Mouse Club member Dennis Day. Daniel Berta, 36, has been charged with manslaughter 2, criminally negligent homicide, and abuse of a corpse, as well as identity theft and criminal mistreatment. Day was reported missing over a year ago. In April, his body was found in his home in Phoenix, Oregon. Police say the investigation is still active and no further information will be released at this time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Stevie Wonder will be taking a break from music. The legendary singer-songwriter made this announcement during a concert in London.
What's going to happen is this. I'm going to have surgery. I'm going to have a kidney transplant. September of this year. I have a donor. It's all good. I want you to know, I came here to give you my love.
The Detroit Free Press reported that Wonder had been battling a serious but manageable health issue and has been touring overseas with a full medical team. Wonder learned to play piano, drums, and harmonica before the age of 9 and signed to Motown in 1961. Since then, he's won 25 Grammys, an honorary award, and has been nominated for the Grammys 74 times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.